Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join the broadcast with your questions and answers, dialogue and discussion about the issue of the day. We're talking about a subject today that I believe ought to be intriguing, challenging, inspirational, and directive for every listener: perverting the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Scarborough, the host on Morning Joe on fake news MSNBC, has now come out as a biblical theologian. Yep, you're right. Joe Scarborough announces that Jesus never once talked about abortion. He goes on to blast the pro-life Christians and calls them perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about that today and the issues surrounding it. Should we listen to Joe Scarborough? Should we listen to one that is in the category of what I call the Marxist media? Does Joe Scarborough hold the answer to whether or not abortion is right or wrong? What should we do? How should we respond? We're going to have a brief monologue, and then the lines are open. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear your take on that, your insight in relationship to it. Is Joe Scarborough white, right? When Joe Scarborough makes the statement, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus Christ never talked about abortion, and he goes on to call the pro-life Christians in perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's calling right wrong and wrong right, ladies and gentlemen, and I am concerned as to where we're going. And when we have the bold brashness of loose-likes lost liberals trying to tell us what the Word of God says, I believe it's time Christians speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. As we speak to the issues and confront the issues each and every day on this broadcast, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples as he speaks to them in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further, the declaratory statement is made in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. And my Bible says in Psalms 117, verse 2, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Now, it doesn't mean that doesn't say the truth of Joe Scarborough or the truth of Barack Hussein Obama or the truth of Sleepy Joe Biden, but the truth of the Word of God endures forever. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time Christians speak up, stand up, wake up, be heard, be seen, while we yet have privilege and opportunity to speak the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We see that coming to fruition today. There is a disdain for truth. There is a rejection of truth. There's a mindset today that everyone's truth is truth. I go to the article that was written some time back from the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Now listen to what DeMint said in this article. "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible." If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Further, he states in his article, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in some of the Christian churches. We need to get back to the fundamental basics of thus saith the Word of God. We need to get out of the realm of the Hollywoodites, the socialites, the ones that are the Marxists, the media, and the Biden cabal, and what they say. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get away from that and understand that the only truth is found in the Word of God is the Word of God. And yet we find it being perverted today as never before through the hearts and the minds and the voices of those talking heads that feel that somehow, some way, government and not God is the final authority. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, and may I quote, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is the order for today. That is, I believe, the only hope that we have in America today is to go back to the truth, the fundamental foundational truth of the Word of God. We need to stick to the truth. As Joshua was told in Joshua, the first chapter, in verses 8 and 9 in my Bible, very, very clearly, God says to him, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Verse 9 says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Ladies and gentlemen, it's a tall order, but it's a statement in the imperative voice in the text as to what we ought to do and how we need to respond as to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right in the heart of Mandarin. It's the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark that can identify the home of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. They're closed on Sunday, so that the Tools for Time employees can be off on Sunday, worshiping in the house of God with the child of God, with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does at placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And if you missed the first minute or two of the pre-monologue, let me state to you once again, Joe Scarborough, host of the Morning Joe show on fake news MSNBC, has now come out as a biblical theologian. I'm calling him that. He didn't. He's calling himself, standing himself up, putting himself out as being a theologian, a biblicist, ladies and gentlemen. He said, in fact, I'll read you part of the article in a moment. He said he's read the Bible through, and he's a Southern Baptist, and he knows what the Bible says. And Joe Scarborough declares that Jesus Christ never said anything about abortion. Therefore, abortion is all right. And if you're a Christian, and if you believe that it is against the Word of God, then you're mistaken. The theologian in chief, Joe Scarborough, now says that you're, as a Christian, you're perverting the gospel if you believe that abortion is wrong, because Jesus didn't speak on that subject, and therefore it is not authentic to say abortion is wrong. Let me just read you a blurb or two from this article. Joe Scarborough, host of MSNBC Morning Joe, said Friday that Jesus never once talked about abortion in the New Testament, and he accused pro-life Christians of heresy, saying they're perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ, end quote. Further, the article states, Morning Joe ran a video of Republican South Carolina State Senate Katrina Shealy, who calls herself a pro-life, speaking against a near-total abortion ban in her state. The article further says Shealy, that's S-H-E-A-L-Y, said those in favor of an abortion ban without exception for rape and incest are miscommunicating with God, or maybe they're just not communicating with God at all. In other words, she's saying abortion is wrong, the Word of God says it's wrong, and a person that says that abortion is okay, they're miscommunicating God's Word, or they're not communicating with God at all. Scarborough then lauded Sheila's speech and then accused pro-life Christians of heresy, and suggested that Jesus doesn't necessarily oppose abortion because the Bible doesn't record him having said the word at all. Quote, now here's Joe Scarborough speaking, ladies and gentlemen. As a Southern Baptist, I grew up reading the Bible. Maybe a backslidden Baptist, he's got that right, but anyway, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible. Notice now he's setting himself up as a knowledgeable theological mind. He says he grew up reading the Bible. He is a Southern Baptist, he says, and in his mind, that qualifies him to become the spokesperson for God, apparently. He says, but I still know the Bible, and Jesus never once talked about abortion, never once. And it was happening back in ancient times also. It was happening in Jesus' time, Scarborough said angrily. Never once mentioned it. And for people, perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue is total heresy. Further, Scarborough said sarcastically, open the Bible, open the New Testament, read the red letters. read the red letters. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus didn't write with a red ink pen. Jesus didn't write with a red ink pen. The red letter edition of the Bible is there, made by man, not the hand of Jesus. He says, and I'll get that in a moment. He says, read the red letter edition. You won't see it there. They've also conveniently overlooked parts of the New Testament where Jesus talks about caring for the needy, taking care of those who are helpless, who live at a hopeless life, because they believe, the state legislators believe, that life begins at fertilization and ends at childbirth. He's making fun of and casting doubt on what's taking place in the state of South Carolina with their abortion ban, their attempt to reduce the number of murders by way of abortion. But ladies and gentlemen, is Joe Scarborough right? What is your opinion? What is your take on that? Do you believe that Joe Scarborough should be listened to, adhered to, or just turn him off? I personally do not like to, and I've probably spent, in a total time that he's been on there, I probably watched him 5 minutes in total. He's a total looney tune, fruitcake, nutcake. He has absolutely now shown himself to be an out-and-out, may I say this? He's shown himself to be an idiot, if I can use that term, by claiming that he's read the Bible, knows the Bible, and that Jesus didn't say anything about abortion, therefore abortion is all right, and for Christians to say otherwise, that we're perverting the gospel. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over to the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good, doing good. I don't know what Bible that man read, but I read it too, and mine told me, in the words of Jesus and God, that he knew me while I was in the womb and everybody else who's been alive today. You know, there's plenty of stuff in there that you know, children are a blessing. This man, you tell a tree by its fruit. This man, he's a crab apple tree there. He ain't saying nothing that's biblically sound.
Absolutely. And Jim, here's the thing that he makes the grave mistake of, and multitudes do even among believers, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. The scripture starts out in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created. In Colossians 1, verse 13 through 18, it says that Jesus Christ created everything that's visible, everything that's invisible, everything that's in the heavens, everything that's beneath the heavens, everything that's on the earth, everything that's beneath the earth. Everything was created, and by him all things was created. The scripture says, speaking of Jesus, and that he is the sustainer, controller, he is the divine superglue holding it all together. So when the Bible says, in the beginning, God, Jesus Christ is God incarnate. Therefore, every word from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22 are the words of Jesus Christ himself, because he is God. And for an idiot, if I can be redundant with my statement, to say that you're perverting the gospel if you say that abortion is wrong, he's forgetting the fact that in Exodus 20, verse 13, thou shalt not kill. And that baby in the womb is a human being from inception. It is a human from conception. It is a human being. And as a human being, you murder that human being. It goes against the word of God. And the Ten Commandments still stand, contrary to people like MSNBC's theologian in chief, Joe Scarborough, or Andy Stanley, that says the Ten Commandments are not relevant for the Christian today because they're outdated. There's a major problem, and Joe Scarborough is accentuating that problem. But I am alarmed when I see people that are getting on the tube, television, and making a profound statement like that. And the number of people that will believe and think, well, you know, he's right. Jesus didn't say that. It's perverting the gospel, and it is at the mindset of a person like Joe Scarborough that's antithetical to anything that's called true biblical Christianity. What's your say on that?
False prophet. It's just straight up.
False prophet.
There's
false prophet from MSNBC.
You're warned multiple times about listening to false prophets there. You could tell them, you know, by their clothing, by their fruit. It's easy to see. You just got to read. Just got to read the Bible. And basically, if this man read is talking about, those words should have never passed his lips. It's coming from his heart.
That's it.
His mouth.
That's it. That shows what's in the heart. And one of the things, Jim, if I can be bold enough to say this, the Southern Baptist Convention, as a convention, they've embraced the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ. They've embraced the CRT. They've embraced abortion. And therefore, he's just simply being the mouthpiece for what is now destroying a once major, thriving biblicist convention that's being destroyed today. And he's part and parcel of it, making a brag that he's Southern Baptist and he's read the Bible and talks about he's backslidden. Yes, he is backslidden. In fact, he, in my most humble opinion, he's as lost as a green ball in high weeds to make the statement that he made, and then putting himself out as being a theologian and talking about read the Bible. He's read the Bible and he knows what it says. I am embarrassed by people like that. I'm angered by individuals like that that want to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're exactly right. It's a false teacher, false prophet, and the Bible clearly warns us of that. And I'm praying that people today that's listening, Jim, will understand the danger of the voices where good is called evil and evil is called good, and embracing that and saying, well, he's a Baptist and he's read the Bible, and therefore he must be right. Many will hear that and think, well, I've not read all the Bible, therefore he maybe found something that I haven't. Jim, thank you so much for your call and for your input. You're exactly right,
sir.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, don't stand too close to Jim because you could get hit by lightning.
Could I?
I sure wouldn't listen anything he says because Jim's a fool.
You're talking about Joe Scarborough now.
I'm sorry, Joe Scarborough.
Okay.
He's probably read John 3:16, and that's about it. And that made him an absolute Bible scholar. But, Dr. Youngblood, how do we stop all of this false teaching? You know, I have a really good friend, and he said, if you listen to Jesus, he admonished the church more than he did the sinners. He talked about the church of Laodicea, which I believe we are today, but he was on the church more than anybody else for false teaching. Dr. Youngblood, do we go into houses of worship, the Baptist church, and declare to stand up in the pew and say, hey, you guys are proselytes. You're not telling the truth. What do we do, or will the rapture take care of that? Is that the answer?
Two or three prongs to your question, and therefore there'll be two or three portions to the answer. Number one, we need to continue to stand for truth. We need to continue to, fight for truth and the realization, the recognition that we're near the end. Yes, we're near the rapture of the church. And the closer we get to the rapture of the church, nearer we get to the end, the more we're going to see the clamor, I'm using that term, the clamor by the demons, Satan and all of his demons, to tear down, to destroy, and to pervert anything that's called the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Satan realizes that the end is near, and therefore there's the push to pollute the minds, destroy the hearts, and to take as many to hell with him as possible. Number two, we need to recognize that every mainline denomination have been perverted. The gospel of Jesus Christ has been perverted. And as a result of that, they're embracing the CRT. They're embracing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. They're embracing the abortion aspect. In fact, there are almost as many abortions among Christians today as among lost people. And they're doing so because they're afraid of losing numbers, nickels, and noses. But therein lies the problem. Our faith and trust ought to be in Jesus Christ and his righteousness, and not in a denomination. If a person places their faith and trust in a denomination, they're on the wrong direction. They're on the wrong track to begin with. Our faith and trust ought to be in the rich red royal blood of Jesus Christ, shed at Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago, and place our faith and trust in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and not in what man thinks, says, or does. What we're doing today, Tom, we're finding that government is stepping on the scene, and through governmental leaders, through the Marxist media, and through the Hollywood elitist and the woke culture today, they're trying to set the standard. They're trying to declare what is right and what is wrong. They're simply going back to what is found in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. There's coming a day, and I'm going to paraphrase it. There's coming a day, that's in the day in which we're living, that right will be called wrong, wrong will be called right, light will be called dark, and day will be called night. And we're finding that taking place today, perhaps as never before in the history of our great nation. And we need to be alert, we need to be aware, and we need to stand against it while there's yet an opportunity to do so. In fact, turning to that scripture says, woe unto them, the word woe means calamity, unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And we find that taking place on a rampant scale today in our nation. So we keep on praying, we keep on standing, we keep on speaking truth in love, keep on pointing back to the scripture and not to what government says, but what God says as being the first, foremost, and final authority. Tom, you're exactly right.
So the problem really is the clergy, which is the same identical thing that Jesus said. Is that would sum it up?
I think that would sum it up rightly. In fact, we're finding today a major, major, major perversion in the pulpits today. It's the reason I've said for years and years and years and years on this broadcast, it's time that preachers grow a biblical spine and stop being worried about numbers, nickels, and noses and preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Someone said a number of years ago when, as a member of our church that was a very faithful member, loved the Lord, he's with the Lord today. in heaven. But he said on one occasion, as we're doing some work on the grounds, working together, he said, "Pastor, we have any Democrats in our church?" I said, "God, I hope not. There's a mindset somehow, some way, that if you're a Democrat, you can say I'm a Democrat and a Christian. You can't believe Hillary Clinton. You cannot believe Barack Hussein Obama. You cannot believe Joe Biden or any of his entourage that talks about religious things and spiritual things, and Nancy Pelosi that talks about her relationship to God through the Catholic Church. Forget the denomination. You either are saved or lost. You have either surrendered your life and heart to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, or you're riding the fence trying to play, how would you say, goody-goody two-shoes that look at me. I've read the Bible, and I'm a Southern Baptist, and therefore I'm going to be a theologian in chief." And that's exactly what Joe Scarborough is trying to do. And I'm absolutely ashamed of what he has said and challenging that openly with anybody that would believe what he said.
Mm-hmm. He said that out of ignorance.
Total ignorance, but yet out of prideful ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
when he says, read the red letter edition of the Bible, he's making that red letter edition. In fact, you can go back, and it's just been in recent years that there was a red letter edition. So does that mean it's something that just recently Jesus said? May I, again, Tom, at the risk of redundancy, say every word in the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22 are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is God incarnate, God come into flesh. We don't have three gods, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It is the triunity of the Godhead, and we serve one God. And that one God, as we know it in the New Testament, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to see what, as you have spoken so clearly, need to see what is spoken of in the Scripture about the false prophets, and you can know them by their fruits, the Scripture says in Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning with about verse 13 and following.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for always having the truth on this program, and thank you for all your diligence over the decades that you've proclaimed God's word. I just really thank you so much.
Well, thank you for tuning in each day and invite others to do so. And thank you for calling today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that I believe ought to be listened to and understood, perverting the gospel. What does it mean to pervert the gospel? According to theologian-in-chief on MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, it's that we need to understand that he is a Southern Baptist, he reads the Bible, and he's made a declaratory statement based on his theological mind that Jesus never said anything about abortion, so therefore abortion is all right. And if you are a Christian and you're against abortion, then you're perverting the gospel, according to him. The question is, would Jesus teach anything that would be against the Ten Commandments? Let's ask that question. Would Jesus teach anything that would be against the Ten Commandments? Are the Ten Commandments valid? Should the Ten Commandments be authoritative today? What about the Ten Commandments? What is it today? Number one, and it's not the first one in the ten, but number one, may I say, the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt not kill." And ladies and gentlemen, that infant in the womb of the mother is a human being, and to take that infant out by abortion is murder, and the Scripture is very, very clear, "Thou shalt not kill." And it's with talking about premeditated murder. It's not talking about war. It's not talking about killing in a time of war, but it's premeditated murder that's being spoken of there. So, ladies and gentlemen, this reveals the true ignorance of Joe Scarborough. Multitudes of others in the Marxist media are so, how would you say, unlearned and unknowledgeable in the realm of the Scripture, and yet they take a position of what we as believers ought to do, ought to believe, how we ought to respond. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We've got 1 minute for the top of the hour news. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.